Okay, squash fans, we are at the conclusion of the 2015 Wasatch Fund Salt Lake City Open, and we just witnessed a fantastic match between Ben Coleman and Martin Knight, and Ben prevailed in five, coming back in two games from very large deficits and winning. It's a very, very good match. What are your thoughts?
Very happy to, of course, ultimately win the tournament. The match itself was tough out there tonight. I think Martin played really well. He sort of hadn't really... I knew he'd be fresh for the final. I was aware that I had a harder semi-final than him yesterday, but I left everything out there tonight, and I'm just happy that I can come away with the win, of course.
You came back from... Was it 8-3 in the third game and then 10-5 in the fifth game? What was going through your mind at those stages?
I mean, the third game was more, you know, I was a little bit disappointed with starting slow. You know, like I still felt okay then. So I relaxed a bit, won a few quick points. I then noticed him get, you know, maybe a little bit tight and... It just relaxed me even more, and I sort of came through that game. But the fifth from 10-5, I think, it's all a bit of a blur, to be honest with you. I actually remember hitting some really good winners. I wouldn't want to push it that close every time, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about it. I didn't sense that Martin was choking or anything like that. I just think that you played really well, and it was... It was a great comeback.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was my day, but I, from 10-5, something seemed to, you know, I won one point, and then all of a sudden you get to sort of 7-10, 8-10, and then I feel like I'm going to win, which sounds crazy. But, it's just, I guess that's just the way squash goes. Obviously, I'm sure Martin will be disappointed, but I'm, as I said to you earlier on in the week, that's what I was here to do. I cut it tight in the end, but obviously I'm really happy to win this title.
Yeah. Well, it was great. And thank you for coming, and excited to see you do well twice in a row, semis last year and now the championship. I'm just curious, as a fellow competitor, you've been there where he's been, and you feel for him as well, don't you?
Yeah, it's tough because... You know, squash can be it can be an amazing place, but it can be quite a lonely place at times. He'll be disappointed, sure, but we've all been through it, and I mean, it's a bit of a selfish sport as well. But from my point of view, he'll bounce back, but I'm looking to push on even more now.
I mean, you had it all in that match. I think for sports, why we love it so much, you had the highs and the lows right in one match, you know. So any other thoughts about the Salt Lake experience and that you'd like to share with fans around the world?
I mean, for people that don't know, I just want to thank everyone at the club. I don't know how many people were turned out for the final tonight, but there was a lot of people. The crowd were fantastic. It was a pleasure to play in front of them, and all week it's just been great for me. As I said, I'm happy to win in front of such a good crowd and some great people.
Well, we'd love to have you back. We've only had two. Shahir Razik is a multiple-time Salt Lake City Squash Works winner, so he's the only one that's actually successfully. He didn't defend his title, but he came back. There was a gap in between, but he's a multiple-time winner, but he's the only one. So maybe you can, if we can... probably by next year we'll have to raise the money for you.
Of course. I mean, that's always great. Hopefully I'll be pushing on and pushing upwards now, but you know, if I get the chance, I'll definitely won't hesitate to come back.
Well, we'd love to have you, and thanks for all your time and talking with us today. Thanks, Ben.
No worries. Thank you very much.